Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hi, it's Robert Chip Clark here, and it's Dazza D and Spud. And there's also Ron, and we are here with a legend, because you are a legend in your own right. We're here with John Giddings. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I mean, look at the weather, it's extraordinary. And finally, after 18 months, we've got a festival, having moved it twice. It's extraordinary. People are having such a good time out there. It's phenomenal. I am over the moon. I cannot be more happy if I tried.
It's brilliant weather this week. It's been really good weather.
That is the weirdest thing. If we'd done the show in June, the weather that weekend was terrible. And now we've got like mid-August weather. It's extraordinary.
It is.
The prediction was not good for this weekend, I have to tell you. Do not listen to the weather forecast in future. No, it's great. I love it.
John, I'm Spud, and I'd like to ask you a question. Now, you attended the Isle of Wight Festival as a teenager back in 1970, and that was an iconic festival. So really the question is, you know, your memory of that, you know, something as a teenager, the experience of that, did that inspire you to go into the music industry as a start?
Yeah, absolutely, because before that, I didn't know that those records I listened to in my bedroom, vinyl albums, I didn't know that many people liked it. So when I walked over a hill and saw 600,000 people in that field, I thought, blimey, there's more to this than meets the eye. And it's just music in the open air, it's an emotional experience, seeing Jimi Hendrix live. And I just decided then it was what I wanted to do. How could I achieve it?
Thank you.
I've got a question for you, John. Obviously, the festival is officially 20 years next year from the revival in 2002. And there's been some real high points for the festival and also some low ones. 2003, when it first started, obviously made a loss. 2012, we had some severe weather, which was the Mudfest. But on the hindsight of that, you had some really good highlights, including winning Best Major Festival in 2007. How's it been for you on a professional level and also on a personal level with that roller coaster the last 20 years?
It's funny you say that about 2012, because I read a vote recently. Lots of people thought that was their best festival, because it was Tom Petty, Pearl Jam, Bruce Springsteen, I mean, the American trilogy. But I mean, I know it was a month's worth of rain in one night, and we brought the island to a standstill. But it was actually really exciting, because it taught me some people that worked for me weren't the best I've ever employed, and it taught me more about how to do it. And I think we, you know, on the Monday morning, when I was in the car park pushing cars out of the mud with help from somebody, you could tell who your friends were when that happened. And a bloke walked towards me and said, "You John Giddings?" I thought, oh my God, he's going to chin me. And he said, "I just want to thank you for the best weekend of my life." And I burst out crying.
Fantastic, thank you.
Thank you, John. What's the best act you've had on the Isle of Wight Festival, in your opinion?
Best act we've ever had of the audience. I look at the audience all the time to see how they're reacting to an artist. You know, when Jay-Z was singing, I thought an audience couldn't get more exciting than Kanye West walked on with him. And I turned to my left and Beyonce was standing next to him.
Wow.
How cool is that?
Yeah. That is cool.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Back to Jay.
So, yeah, John, you've worked with some of the biggest artists on the planet. It's like reading the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with the artists that you've worked with.
Well, I'm old.
Same as me, John, same as me. But anyway, what's it like to work with such huge stars? And do they make it easy for you or hard?
You realise when you work with the likes of David Bowie, Bono, Mick Jagger, how good they are beyond writing brilliant songs and performing on stage. They work the room. They are professional. They turn up on time. They talk to people. It's You know, that's why those people are at the top for that long period of time. It's not just their records, it's how they behave outside of that.
Yeah. Thank you.
So next year's officially 20th anniversary of the revival of the Isle of Wight Festival. Mm-hmm. But obviously COVID hit last year and we didn't actually have a formal festival here at Sea Close Park. It was a virtual one. So are you looking at next year being the 20th anniversary or 2023?
I think it's the 20th. That's the way I say it. You know, I mean, last year should have been the celebration of Jimi Hendrix's 50th.
Yeah.
Like, how many celebrations can you have?
Yeah.
I need to book the acts, sell the tickets. Remember, this time, I've only got 9 months to make it happen. Last time, I've had 18 months, but really, I had a couple of months because I didn't know if it was going to happen.
Yeah.
It's all a gamble. You have to put it together as it comes along. It's like a jigsaw puzzle you slowly but surely put together. And once it's started, it's like an ocean liner. You push it, and as long as you push it in the right direction, it's okay. But if it goes in the wrong direction, you're screwed. You have to plan it. It's all about planning, because once you're here, you've planned it and prayed that you've done the right thing.
Thank you. Back to Ron.
Last question, John. What's the most disappointing act, an act that you really wanted to come to the Isle of Wight that you couldn't get to come here?
I booked Prince on the Friday to play a Jimi Hendrix tribute. He agreed to do it, and on the Monday he pulled out, and sadly he died after that. He obviously knew he was ill.
Thank you for that.
Okay, what we'll do now is hand over to Chip for a few more questions, if that's all right, John. I know he's eating at the minute, so
bless him. Yeah, he's eating some chips, which is good. So, you had Jay-Z perform in 2010. What was it like when Jay-Z performed?
It was electric. He knows how to command a crowd. He got them going so well. Because I didn't really know that much about him. I just knew he was big and I liked some of his songs. But he was so good. He really nailed it. He sussed the audience. He worked out what songs are. Because some of these artists, they come along and they play songs that are wrong for the audience. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, however much I love Roxy Music, I told them to finish on Do The Strand. And then they did some song afterwards, which has made it a lower point. Which I told Brian not to do, but of course he would do it because he's Brian Ferry. You know, Fleetwood Mac, I said, don't do the acoustic section, because if it's pouring with rain, people won't stay involved. Cut the set shorter to an hour and a half, bang out the hits, Bob's Your Uncle, and they loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Yeah, 2010 was the first time I actually came to the Isle of Wight Festival and saw Jay-Z headline, and it was such an amazing set. I was there with Spud, I was.
I'm his dad, by the way.
So what was it like when David Guetta performed last night?
It was so funny because, excuse me, when I went to introduce myself to him, he told me how good our pasta was that we gave him. He didn't talk about the show. He said, I love your pasta. Isn't it great?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we'll probably come back.
Yeah. So you also had Fatboy Slim headline.
And Calvin Harris.
Who
do we have next as a DJ?
I've got a few ideas.
Go on, then.
I thought you might.
On the Friday night, Armour van Buuren.
No idea who you're talking about.
He's a trance DJ.
He's got no chance if I haven't heard of him.
Saturday night, Tiësto.
I like Tiësto, yeah.
Yeah, Tiësto's really good. And then, the Sunday night, go for a bit of Meatloaf.
I love Meatloaf. I used to be his agent.
Did you?
I think he's not very well nowadays.
Yeah.
I think I wouldn't put the pressure on him to perform. Last time I saw him at the Cure Awards, he was walking with a walking stick.
Yeah.
Really nice geezer.
So, what's it like putting a big festival like this together?
It's the most satisfying experience when you see 50,000 people going wild in a field at something you thought up in November when it was pouring with rain in London. It's the best thing I've ever done.
What's the best stage you like at the Isle of Wight Festival?
What's the best stage?
Yeah.
What, out of the 15 stages? You know?
Yeah.
Whichever one has an audience and they're going down a storm. I mean, I played on one yesterday. I was on the river stage. We did two songs with my school band. Oh, where were you?
That was awesome.
I think we were at the Kashmir at the time, interviewing our local artists here on the Isle of Wight.
Kashmir is a great tent, isn't it?
Yeah,
we thanks very, very much for the opportunity to allow that to happen.
I love that tent. I love Intoxicated Tea Rooms, Hip Shaker. I've got a new tent this year, Hunky Dory. Have you been in there?
I think Rob's planning to have a check that out this afternoon.
Go and watch Circus of Horrors. It's disgusting.
So I'm an up and coming DJ myself. So what advice would you give to up and coming stars that want to play on like big stages or stages at a festival?
What I would advise is get as many gigs as possible, make as many friends as possible, be professional, turn up on time, and I tell you, an audience will judge whether you're good or not. Not me. You know, sending me a record is a waste of your life. Play it in front of an audience and see how they react. That's how you fine-tune your ability.
What was it like meeting Fatboy Slim?
Good, right? Nice pizza. I would say, you know, I'm not the biggest DJ fan in the world, but he knows how to get a crowd going. Someone said to me last night, it was the best DJ we've had, but it's all personal choice, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, who's your favourite band? Everybody's got different. Imagine if we all said Pink Floyd, which I would. But, you know, everybody has to have a different opinion to be able to talk about it. If we all agreed on the same thing, it'd be a waste of our lives, really, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So, I saw David Guetta last night, and I saw him in 2019, and I also saw Fatboy Slim twice. It's awesome getting a dance act. Would there be any space for a dance festival?
I think that's called Creamfields and it's up the road, or Boomtown. I have no interest in doing a dance festival. I'm not the biggest dance fan in the world. I like rock bands and pop music. And that's my personal choice. And if people don't like it, don't come.
So,
Will you wrap it up?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Thank you for letting me interview you, John.
You're more than welcome. It's a pleasure. I'd like to thank the island for welcoming us. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much, John.
Thank you, John.
Thanks very much.